Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Will political pressure put an end to the impossible mission force? Well, not before Tom Cruise gets one more ride out of the fifth film in the franchise, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
The time has come to dissolve the IMF.
They're coming after us with everything they've got.
You ready?
This may very well be our last mission.
Well, don't count on it, because even though Tom Cruise does seem at times a bit weary in his role as Ethan Hunt, this new addition in the wildly successful franchise is both skillful and exciting, with a leading lady who's the best ever in the series, Swedish actress Rebecca Ferguson.
You want to bring down the syndicate?
It's impossible.
So what's the play?
How do you know we can trust her?
Desperate times, desperate measures.
And this is a desperately long film, running 2 hours and 10 minutes to be precise. But the pace never lags, thanks to spectacular stunts, decent acting, and a clever if preposterous script. Alec Baldwin is both amusing and compelling as the head of the CIA, and Sean Harris plays a malevolent, over-the-top, all-powerful villain in the James Bond tradition. The Rogue Nation here is a syndicate of former agents from different intelligence services, and who knows, it may be back in future films. Rated PG-13 for intense fight scenes and elements of torture. 3 stars for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, one of the better offerings in a popular franchise.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.